So today we are going to talk about a fun topic. And that fun topic is Romeo and Juliet. So Romeo and Juliet is famous for their romance, and they're like the face of romance through time. And they became popular after Shakespeare wrote a play on them. So apparently Shakespeare's play is based on some already existing literature on this kind of storyline. And he borrowed that storyline or something like that. But he's the one that made Romeo and Juliet story popular through times. The story itself is immensely ridiculous. Do you know that Romeo and Juliet, for all the intensity of their romance, knew each other only for 24 hours? That's it. 24 hours. They just met and the clock started ticking and they were dead by 24 hours. That is a very sharp storyline. You'd expect that they went through all these emotions without taking any break within the span of 24 hours. So they meet under weird circumstances. So apparently Romeo was gate crashing some kind of a party at Juliet's house. And what makes all of this so bizarre is that they're both teenagers. Juliet is, in fact, a child, barely a teenager, and Romeo is like, you know, mid-range teenager. So they're both teenagers, but they acted full-on mature adults throughout the whole storyline. And the things that they did, even though they're a bit stupid, the fact that nothing prevented two kids from doing whatever they liked is just mind-blowing. So anywho, this teenager Romeo was gate crashing party at Juliet's house, and Juliet, even though she's a child, is allowed to attend house parties. So she was there, and guess why Romeo was gate crashing this party? Even though apparently the two families are enemy vibes towards each other, hardcore enemy vibes, they can kill each other vibes. Still, Romeo was there. And not because of any other reason, but because he was interested in a particular woman who he hoped to meet at this party. So he goes there. I don't know what happened to that other woman, but he goes there. He sees this child, Juliet, and he's smitten. He's like, love at first sight, based on no knowledge about the person at all. So just her look and nothing else. Romeo is struck by love, and Juliet is as well. And in all this time, the family of Juliet is trying to get her married to some other random dude. And so the random dude is also there on, I think, that occasion. They really took very fast decisions at that time. They were like, here, meet and greet. Meet, greet, marry. There was no other time spent in between meet, greet and marry. So, very fast action, I'd say, on life decisions, especially when they're children, and that decision will stick with them for the rest of their life. Those were like really no thoughts, no time to think, time allowed for those decisions. So the person that they're trying to arrange her marriage with, he's there. Romeo is there. He has now forgotten the girl that he had come to see. Romeo and Juliet are now into each other. They somehow get in touch later on in the evening when she is looking out of her balcony or windows, and then Romeo is hovering around below her window, and they see each other and they decide to talk, and that's the only talking time that they have in their whole lives, which is good. At least they spoke for a bit. Then somehow they convince one adult, who is a lady that looks after Juliet, to help them to get married. The next day, this lady, who is not her mother, I don't think she had any authority to get these two married. What interest could she possibly have had in taking such a decision? It was not her decision to take, but she took it. And I think people knew, right, that these two families don't get along. So what did she imagine would happen after these two children with no resources of their own get married? Regardless, they get married. Then some weird thing happen where Romeo gets involved somehow through some long protracted process into a fight and kills one of Juliet's cousins. So now Romeo is a cold-blooded killer. And I don't know if this was a very normal thing to happen at those times, because if it was, then even more caution should have been exercised by this lady who engineered the marriage. If people just get up and kill each other for nothing, then you don't really take hasty decisions and put these children in danger, right? So Romeo is now managed to kill someone. It did not make things any better for their lives or anybody's lives, and one full person is dead. If you have that much courage, why don't you use that courage to just go and talk? Talk to the decision makers and say, "We are that desperate that we are ready to kill people. Do you want to see people in your family dying, or do you just want to let us do what we want to do?" Being brave and standing up against the system is good, and if they really had that much passion, I would have liked their characters way better if they even attempted to speak up a little bit even for themselves. But they did not take any such avenue at all. They did not even try speaking up for themselves. They definitely went completely worked around the whole speaking up for themselves process and just took some shortcuts and got themselves married, then managed to kill somebody off right away, which if they had gotten married, they really should have not got triggered by anything at all. Because what's the point if you nobody spoke to them, nobody sat them down and told them this is actually something that involves a lot of responsibility. It's not just a thing that you do and then forget about it. Once you get married, it's something that you have to maintain through various smart choices. So nobody spoke to them about that. They did not know any such thing. They just went off and did whatever they liked. And then they hatched a most convoluted plan of getting out of there. And the plan was just logistically so difficult to successfully execute that, like, if somebody would place a bet on this plan, they could almost certainly tell you that the chances of failing is so high compared to the chances of succeeding in this plan. There is no direct communication. Then they decided to take some coma-inducing drugs, which I'm sure is a very risky thing to do. They faked their Juliet, decided that faking her own death is a better choice than speaking up to her family, because regardless of what her family was doing to her, I'm sure that faking your death and letting them believe that you are dead when you are actually not is a pretty cruel thing to do, no matter what they are, and no matter how little control that they were giving Juliet over her own life. Not that Juliet was making any groundbreaking decisions or anything for herself, but whatever the dynamic, faking your death when and letting your family think you're dead when you're actually not is just a very bad idea. It's a very thoughtless and selfish idea. So at that point, she was apparently so blinded with this person that she had just met that she decided to fake her own death. And again, some character helped her in this plan. And what their driver was, who knows? Nobody can be that stupid and discount every other risk and problem and say, "We are going to support this thing that these two children have come up with that they're calling love based on the one meeting that they had since yesterday." So, anywho, they found people to help them with such ridiculous, harebrained ideas, and guess what? It did not work. Somebody was late in delivering the messages, and Romeo had no idea what's going on. And so he sees that Juliet's dead because she has faked her own death. And then so he kills himself. And then Juliet wakes up and she's like, "Oh, what? Looks like there was a bit of a miscommunication. Now my only way out of this mess is to also die." I don't know. There was nothing that you can take as a good practice to apply in your lives at all. It was just a whole long list of bad decisions from two kids that amounted to nothing. And in between all of this, the other strange thing was that you remember that guy who Juliet's family was trying to get her to marry and who had also met Juliet just the day before? He was apparently also so saddened by Juliet's fake death that he was hanging around. And then he and Romeo also got into a fight and he also died or something like that. So Romeo is a serial killer at this point. He's just going about killing people over practically nothing. So these people don't do anything short of killing each other. They're like, let's talk this out. Girl is dead. We will not get her one way or another way, neither of us. We just met her yesterday. I mean, you seem to be more into her based on your meeting from yesterday than me. So if you want to make a choice to die for her, do so. I'm sure there will be other eligible girls whose parents are trying to find a match for. So none of that happened. They all decided that this was their one chance at life. They just all killed each other and died themselves, and in the end, they were all dead. So nothing clever or nothing interesting really about their lives. Who knows why they are the flagship? They're like beacon of the go-to example of undying love. They're a go-to example for romance. A bit more love based on a few smarter choices would have been better, but then maybe it would not have been sensational enough to be such a story that lasted through time. And that's my spiel for today. Talk again next time. Bye.